Holy Ghost is surely good to me. You fill me with the Holy Ghost, you surely good to me. You fill me with the Holy Ghost, you surely good to me. You have done what this world can never do. Oh Lord, Lord, you surely good to me. Lord, 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 you surely good to me. Lord, 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 you surely good to me. You have done what this world can never do.
Show me the message.
You show me the message. You gave me peace. You surely good to me.
You happy for that? Take the vilest of sinners,
yeah.
And you're looking at it.
But you know what he did to me? Same thing he did to you.
Yeah.
He made me white as snow.
Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen.
There's nothing but the blood of the Lord Jesus
Amen.
Can do that.
Amen.
If he hadn't become that kinsman redeemer, if he hadn't become us so that we could become him, there wouldn't be nothing. So God sent us that message of grace. He sent us that prophet down to bring us this message. And that's what brings us here together, to worship the Lord tonight. To get ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Love the message that we heard the other night when Brother Branham, he started talking about walking in the woods. And he said that it was all foggy and cloudy and stuff. And he said that he was going squirrel hunting. And he said he looked and he said he saw those three rainbows. And he says he saw him and he was wondering what it was. And was it the sun coming up? No, it was in the wrong directions. Jehovah had came down in the form of three rainbows in the presence of that prophet. And he says he walked a little closer and he walked a little closer. He said he wanted to get closer. And I love how he said he wanted to take off his shoes so that he could get a little bit closer to it. He told him it's far enough right there. And it come down and told him that Jehovah of the Old Testament is Jesus of the New.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. To show to us it is God with us.
Amen.
It's not the God that was, it's the same God. He was with Moses in Moses' time. He was with Elijah in Elijah's time.
Yes.
And he's with Brother Branham during Brother Branham's time.
Yes.
But he's with the bride right now.
Yes.
The very present bride. Amen. Yes. Brother Branham said that when those times come, that when he was there and in that presence, and he says, did you feel like rejoicing? He said, it made you feel anchored.
Amen.
Anchored. Do you feel anchored tonight?
Amen.
Amen. That anchor, it takes another new hold.
Yeah.
And what it is, do you feel more anchored tonight than you did a year ago?
Amen.
Do you feel more anchored than you did 6 months ago?
Amen.
Amen. To show that the Lord Jesus is getting his bride ready.
Amen.
We're talking in the back office. We see all the things that is happening in the world today.
Yeah.
Is the time that we're living in. We see this great election that's coming up. And I told you a little bit about it. We've even had more that's been inquiring about it and wanting the church age book and kind of what's going on and what's happening in the prophecies. They know what Brother Branham said was the word. They know it came to pass. They ignore it. But now they're getting desperate. Now they're coming in and they're seeing this last thing coming to pass, because when that happens, we're getting awful close to everything being that total annihilation that he talked about.
Amen.
And I think it's right at the door, it's at the threshold, and we can see those things happening. So that we know, he says, it wasn't by power, it wasn't by might. He said it was by my Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. He said that Holy Spirit, and that Holy Spirit speaking through his prophet.
Amen.
Is what's perfecting the bride of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. That is the message of the hour. And there's
Amen.
Nothing else that can unite the bride together except for the Word.
Amen.
Nobody else can. There's no other ministry. There's no other man.
Amen.
There's nothing else. It's the Holy Spirit. He chose that prophet to unite the bride together.
Amen.
That we can all come together and sit underneath and have that fellowship together.
Amen.
He said there was something else that rainbow did too. And I love this. He says, oh, it's amazing grace.
Yeah.
Then come to a degraded, low squirrel hunter out into the woods and formed himself in the form of a rainbow, which means a covenant.
Yeah.
That same covenant that he even gave to Noah. He said it was a covenant. He said, a covenant with a message that he give me to preach.
Amen.
Give me to preach. Amen. He said, and formed it there in a covenant that he's behind it and he'll be behind it because it is the message of Jesus Christ and his glory. Amen. That's what we believe. And that's what the bride that he said when it's beyond the curtain of time, what did they yell out? What do we yell out? That's right. We're resting upon it. We know that it is. We have to have the faith to believe it. He said everything, that's the very foundation. You have to have the faith to believe it. And he says that our faith, he says, has no hindrance. We have none. In the flesh that we get weak and we do it, but our faith has no hindrance. He says that's the faith of Abraham. He said he looked at things that were not as though they were. We can look, that's the promise that only the bride can do. He said, though, that we must, is in that time, is constantly be in his presence. And in that is we over and over again, that, that faith cometh by hearing. Hearing the
word.
And the word came to the
bride.
That's what perfects the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we must be perseverant. And that's what we're getting ready to listen to tonight. He says to be persistent. To keep going on. And we love the little story. He says, Master, he says, she was just bugging him to death. He says, get rid of this woman. So what it is. And he says, but I'm like the dog. He says, I just eat the crumbs from the table of the master. And that's what I want to be. I just want to eat the crumbs from the master's table. And I want to be perseverant. He says, to keep there, keep before him. And we heard that tape not long ago where Brother Branham says, who gets the most? He says, this baby that cries the most. So he encourages us to keep praying. He says that we're not a hotbed plant.
Amen.
He says that we are, the real plant.
Yes.
He says, grafted into that vine, into that oil. And we don't have, he says, those kind of plants, he says, bugs can get on them. Mm-hmm. And he says, it can destroy it. But he says, that real plant, he said, it's a healthy plant.
Yeah.
And he says, no bugs are going to get on that plant. He says, they can't survive on that plant.
Amen.
You know, I was wondering when I was listening to that today, I was wondering, it's like, I wonder if they water those plants with cistern water. I guarantee you they do. It's got all kinds of bugs. He says, that's what they want to feed upon. He says, but the bride of Jesus Christ, we feed from that artesian well.
Amen.
He said, it's pure and it's got no bugs in it and no wiggle tails. I mean, it ain't got no juices in it because we don't have to have no filter on it, no time. He says, we can just take it in and enjoy it and drink it. And that's what brings us here tonight is to drink from that artesian well. Are you ready for it?
Amen.
Have you come prepared?
Amen.
Because tonight your life is all going to change. You know how you said you were more anchored? You're even going to be more anchored after tonight.
Amen.
Because that prophet said you can't leave this building. It's the same person that you come in. So you're going to be closer to him.
Amen.
Your faith is going to be renewed.
Yes.
You're going to be restored.
Yes.
It's another confirmation that we are persistent. That's why we're here tonight. Many of you are probably tired and worked all day or whatever it is, but you're going to come to the house of God to hear the Word of God.
Amen.
And when you do that, then God will reward you. Amen. You cannot outgive the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
You can't do it. So let us stand. And as we bow our heads and to welcome the Holy Spirit and to thank Him once again for His grace and mercy to us. For the message of grace. For Him becoming us, that we could become Him. We're Him. We were in Him from the very beginning.
Amen.
How wonderful is that?
Yeah.
He says, when we recognize and see that our names are written on that Lamb's Book of Life, what a blessed promise for the bride of Jesus Christ. Nothing is greater than that. It's eternal life. And He give it to us freely. All we have to do is just accept it. And we accept it, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
We want to thank Him for all of His grace and mercy and for what He's done for us. We want to bring before Him our petitions. Because He's here tonight to meet those petitions. He's here to grant every one of our requests, every one of our needs.
Amen.
And whatever that need is that you have tonight, that you're going to ask Him for, you don't have to ask Him for it no more.
Amen.
You just got to ask Him. You got to believe it.
Amen.
Drive the anchor down and say, that's it, Lord Jesus. I'm here to build my faith up, Lord.
Amen.
Because I believe Your word. I believe this prophet. I believe what he said. And I believe I'm Your son and Your daughter. And I believe if I ask it, You'll give it to me.
Amen.
because you wouldn't even put it on my heart. I only want good things, Lord.
Amen.
Number one is to be closer to you, Lord.
Yes.
That's the deep desire of my heart.
Yes, Lord.
If I'm sick, I'll get sick again. But I want eternal life with you.
Yes.
That's what I want, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus. And He's here to give it to you. He knows each one of the requests that's been given in here. He knows what's upon your heart. He knows the unspoken request. We just want to ask you, Lord, come down. Be with us and help us. Help us to be more like you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That's the desire of our heart. Open up our hearts,
yes,
our minds, our souls to hear your word. That same pillar of fire,
yes,
that you see in the picture,
yes,
is right here in this building tonight. Right here. Can you imagine that? That He's here. Do you believe that?
Yes.
With all your heart.
Yes.
He's right here.
Amen.
He wants to meet your request. He wants to fill you with His Holy Spirit.
Yes.
He wants again to give you the joy of your salvation.
Yes.
We love you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
So let's just sing our little song that we're going to reach out and touch you, Lord, as you come by. Because you're not too busy to hear my cry tonight. How I thank you, Lord. How I thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry.
Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for meeting with us. We invite you into this building. We feel your presence right now. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you for saving us. Thank you, Lord, for the message and the messenger that you sent in our day, Lord, that in this time that we're living in, Lord, we can go back to that word and hear that word as it was spoken through your prophet. Lord, we can hear directly from you, Lord, as you spoke it through your prophet. We just thank you, Lord, for your love to us. Lord, you're so good, Lord. We just lift our hands and our hearts before you and say thank you, Lord, for your love. Lord, for filling us with the Holy Ghost, Lord, for all that you are, all that you're doing, all that you will do for us, Lord. We love you, Lord. And to be gathered here one more time, Lord, to sit in the presence of God, Lord, with your people. Lord, we're just under expectations, Lord, to hear this message, Lord, perseverant, Lord. That, Lord, as your prophets declare to us that you disintegrate every problem that come our way. Lord, we are persevering on that, Lord. We love you, Lord. And, Lord, we just invite you, Lord, to just come and walk up and down these aisles and speak to every heart. And, Lord, we know that we're going to hear from you. We know, Lord, that you're going to move upon the scene, Lord. And we commit all these requests to every hand that was lifted, Lord. We can say, thank you, Lord, for meeting our need. We know it's going to be just exactly how you want it to be. We thank you, Lord. We just commit this service now into your hands and every part of it, Lord. We love you with all of our heart. Bless us and be with us now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Reach out, amen, and touch the Lord.
Three.
such an honor and privilege to be back here in the tabernacle once again. So excited for what's in store. Amen. How many so thankful for that blessed assurance that we have. You know, this is my story. This is my song. Amen. Let's sing that number 176.
Oh, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine.
This is my story.
Out of the fiery flame, and he set my feet. admire you, Clay. I just love that. It was my desire to be shut in with God in that secret place, in that spirit, beholding His face, and there gaining new power to run in this race. How I love to be shut in with God. Amen. Shut in with God in a secret place. There
Messenger to bring us waters of eternal life flowing from the throne of God so the bride of Christ can drink it up tonight. God bless you. Here's our pastor, God's prophet, Brother Branham.